We're going to read a special lesson as a preparation for the Congress, Together for Unity at St. Petersburg, lesson number 4, Yesod, the foundation to the building, to the foundation of the society. According to what the organizers of the Congress decided between them, well, this is what they think that lesson 4 has to be like. Can't hear you. I'm reading like everyone else for the first time what the lesson is. Principles for the construction of a good environment. Well, that's clear to us, a foundation for the construction of society. Of course, without the society, without the environment, we can't advance how to build it correctly in a good way. So that we'll understand from that lesson, well, this lesson divides into many details, many parts. Well, say a few words. What brought you to come up with such a structure for a lesson? So the organizers of the content in St. Petersburg Congress, they ask us to make a lesson, which is, well, its idea is, how do we build a good environment, supportive environment, an environment that gives any student, doesn't matter in which circle he is in the world, clear, it gives him the confidence, the support, to hold on to the path, not to fall. And what obligates every student who is in such an environment, what obligates him towards such an environment? Around the values that we learn there, around the principle and advices that we learn from Kabbalists. Okay, and? So this is what you came up with, not they. They came up with the suggestions for the ideology of the structure of their lessons, and accordingly you chose your excerpts, and they're going to send their own excerpts too. Yeah, they too sent excerpts and quotes, and we joined what was relevant. When will I get it in the language of the Congress, meaning in Russian, all those things? I don't care that you say this and he says that. I'm asking you when. Okay, someone out there is responsible, is in charge, okay? So we have to start reading and follow accordingly. Okay, so go ahead. The Creator places one's hand on the good fortune. The Creator himself places one's hand on the good fortune, meaning by giving life of pleasure and pleasant inside the corporal life, which are filled with torments, pains, and they are empty of all content. Placing one's hands on a fortune, there is nothing greater than that. And the choice of man is only about the strengthening, because surely it is a great work and great exertion that exists here until he will purify his body and will be able to keep the Torah and mitzvot. That is not clear at all. Well, first of all, something terrible is written here. It is written that the Creator is holding me in both ears, is grabbing me in both ears or somehow, or in my shoulders, and he is directing me by pleasure or pain, either here, either there, this way, this, that way, do this, don't do that. He can do anything with me. Yeah? Yeah, this is one thing. Another thing, I have to strengthen somewhat above, beyond what he does for me. This is up to a person, meaning I have no choice. On one hand, I'm going according to pleasure or pains. Who am I after all? This is how my machine operates like. I can't determine anything about it. So, how can I, above this machine which turns around, either from pleasure or pains or vice versa, from pains to pleasure, how can I strengthen myself? My body operates either way. There is a matter of overcoming there is a matter of whether I can cope with what the Creator is directing me, is aiming me above myself. Can it be? Is it possible? What is he saying? And the matter of one's choice is only about the strengthening, because surely there is a great work and lots of exertion until he will purify his body and will be able to keep the Torah and mitzvot. Meaning, not for one's pleasure, rather in order to impart contentment upon one's maker, which is called Lishma, for her sake. Only in such a way can he be merited with life of happiness and pleasantness which come with the keeping of the Torah. And before he comes to such purification, there is a choice to strengthen oneself in the good path with different means, and he will do everything he can do with his own powers until he will complete the work of purification and will not fall under the burden, his burden in the middle of the way.
Explain, please. If I'm turning because of the bad or toward the good, that's it. That's all there is. That's clear. What else should I do? Strengthen myself? How? In which direction? What's going on here? So what does he say? Again, please.
And a matter of one's choice is only about the strengthening, because surely there is a great work and exertion here until he will purify his body and will be able to keep the Torah and mitzvot properly. Meaning, not for one's pleasure, rather in order to impart contentment upon one's maker, which is called Lishma, for a sake. And only in such a way will he be privileged with life of pleasant and happiness which come along with the keeping of the Torah. And before he reaches such purification, surely there is a choice to support oneself in a good way with different ways and tactics. And he will do everything he can do with his own powers until he will complete the work of purification and will not fall under his burden in the middle of the way.
It's the hand of the Creator working here on me. Necessarily, I turn either to the good or to the bad. And then we have one more thing that we can use, which is the influence of the environment. Where by that I truly go against the Creator, against His nature. This is nature here, and I go against nature by using the environment, right? So even though that the Creator places a man's hand on the good fortune, how does he do that? Meaning, he makes me like the still vegetative inanimate, and whatever I do as a result is under the influence of the Creator, is like a
machine,
is like the beastly level. But I was told that to say beastly is not that nice, so we'll say that it's like a machine, the living level. And there is something that I can acquire above the living level, and even though that all are deemed as beasts, I can do something above myself, above the beast. So what does he say here?
Choosing a good environment. There is a freedom for the desire to choose to start with such an environment, books and such guides, who imparts upon him good knowledge. And if he will not do that, and he is prepared to come to any environment that comes his way, as a result, He is under the influence of bad educations, which make him sin and convent. Surely he will be punished, not because of his thoughts and bad deeds, which he has no choice about, rather because he did not choose to be in a good environment, because in that surely there is a choice. Therefore, he who exerts throughout his life and chooses a better environment every time, he is worthy of praiseworthy and reward. And here too, not because of his thoughts and good deeds, which come to him necessarily without his choice, rather because of his effort to acquire for himself a good environment which brings him to such thoughts and deeds.
So, clearly we have that our free choice is to build above the living level, the speaking level, where the speaking level will ride upon the living level, like this. Wait, not like this. And will control its nature also by two forces, two already different forces, where the good force and the bad force will be determined by the environment, that the environment fulfills him. And that's why on the inside he's this kind of red, because it's the environment that fulfills him. He gets it from the environment. And in whatever the Creator controls him, and the way he controls himself, then in whatever the Creator controls him, that's called Dat, it's all called Dat, reason. And for that person who's in control, for him, for that controlling person, it's called above reason. Above reason. Okay. Let's continue.
How to increase the desire for spirituality? A person has an inner desire for spirituality on his own accord, but the desire that he has from himself, surely it is not so great in order to obtain the spiritual goal. Therefore, there is an advice like in corporality, meaning to increase that desire by people from the outside who compels him to go according to their liking and spirit. And this is done by connecting to people whom he sees that they too have a need for spirituality. And the desire those people on the outside have, they beget in him also a desire by which he gets a strong desire for spirituality. Meaning, other than the desire that he has from his own internality, he gets a desire for spirituality, what they beget in him. And then he gets a strong desire to be able to reach the goal.
Meaning, everything depends on the extent to which one is included into the environment and is really swallowed up in there. That is the only thing on which a person's good future depends on.
Only in the matter of choosing the environment, there is one's governance over himself. It is impossible to rise himself above one's circle. Therefore, a person has to nourish from his environment, and he has no advice only through Torah and great exertion. Therefore, if one chooses for himself a good environment, then he gains time and exertion, for he is drawn according to his environment.
Okay. That's the rule of the person, meaning that either he is sold to the environment and then it rules, or nature rules, the creator. One of the two. Why am I called Adam, a human being, if the environment controls me, like in the case where the creator controls me, because I choose it. I choose it against all the resistance, collisions, problems, troubles. I scrutinize who will rule here. But it's not that man rules. He chooses correctly. It's true that he controls through his choice, but he doesn't control the force that's controlling him. Either the creator is operating there or the environment, which is also the creator through them. The individualistic force, the creator, as I've written here, the hand of the creator, that's the individualistic force operating here, or the integral force operating here. That's it. That's why this integral force later on becomes as the Rosh with respect to that Pertsuf, which is, in this case, the scar. So a person, in practice, doesn't do anything besides choosing. After he chose, the environment is already operating, and if he didn't choose or chose incorrectly, then it's his body operating, the creator. Either the creator works directly, particularly, or through the environment. And a person can only choose between the two. Now, how does he choose? If he does not operate, but he only chooses who will operate in him, so how does he choose who will operate in him? Is there a...
Quote 5, although everyone has his own source, anyway, the forces are not revealed in practice other than by the environment one is in, like wheat which has been sown in the ground, and the forces of the seed are not being revealed in practice other than by its environment, which is the soil, rain, and the light, and the sunlight. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma assumed correctly that if he will leave his good environment that he chose and will come to a harmful and bad environment, meaning to a city without a Torah, not only that his previous views will be distorted, rather also the rest of the forces which are lying in his source, which he did not reveal yet, will be concealed, for they will not have the proper environment that will be able to bring them from potential to practice. And as explained above, only in the matter of choosing the environment is one's governance over himself, for which he is worthy of reward or punishment. Otherwise, however, after he chose an environment, he is in their hands like clay in the hands of the maker.
That's the choice. Still not that clear yet, though. How do I reach choosing good instead of the bad, like it says, and not the good instead of the bad, like I feel? The good and bad, these discernments inside me are upside down, they're twisted. So we're talking about the good and bad that it tells us about here, and how do I choose it?
Quote 6. It is impossible to receive the influence of the society if he is not attached to the society, meaning if he does not appreciate them. To that extent, he can receive from them the influence without any work, simply by adhering to the society.
According to the appreciation, where do you take the appreciation from?
If one does not have any desire and craving for spirituality, if he is among people who have a desire for spirituality, if he likes these people, he too will take their strength to prevail and their desires and aspirations, although by his own quality, he does not have these desires and cravings and the power to overcome. But according to the grace and the importance he ascribes to these people, he will receive new powers.
How can you appreciate those people that are yearning for some supernatural state? Supernatural, that's kind of above, but this is against nature. I still don't see a solution. Do you see a solution? Where is the coca? He's keeping silent. Does anyone have an answer?
In the beginning of the words, he says that he gives him inside the corporeal life, with which are filled of pains and sufferings. This is placing one's hand on the good fortune out of inside the what is the purpose of life. Otherwise,
I cannot tie my emptiness with having to nullify myself toward the group, love others, diminish myself, working with something that's supposed to be a remedy. I can't connect such a great cause like knowing, understanding, controlling everything. The meaning of life for me is to fulfill myself. Ah, that's it, I have to. But here I'm told that, no, you have to kill yourself. And how? Slowly, bit by bit, and joyfully singing. So I'm asking, how do you come to that? Suppose that it's true. Suppose it's correct. Okay, it sounds completely delusional, but okay, how do you carry it out? If I'm a machine, like we've depicted there, and the Creator, He aims me right, left, right, then I'm completely under His rule. But if I have the ability to control myself any differently by the environment, according to the laws of the environment, that if the environment is the right environment, as it says that the Creator puts a man's hand on the good fortune, tells him, take this, then I have to simply cleave onto it, dissolve in it, disappear within it. It controls me. It and I are one and the same, and however it controls and rules me, it's fine. And then it's one and the same for me, meaning that the Creator in this environment that controls me. Now the question is, how do I derive the forces? Where do I get the forces from in order to dissolve, to immerse, to cleave on to that environment that will control me now 100% as the Creator controls me through nature now? Where will I take the force to do it?
From nullifying your ego.
It's true, but how? How do you nullify the ego? Did you answer? You brought the same problem, only in other words. How do I nullify myself toward the environment? Nullify your ego. It's one and the same.
If I see them as great and important,
How come do I see them so great and important that my ego nullifies itself? You can now name this problem in 1,000 different names. Akoka has a solution. Yes?
It's the solution you gave in the beginning of the lesson. You told me preparation. If one prepares himself, then he has the powers to nullify himself before the environment and get strength from them.
Wait. You're saying something there. What does it mean to get the force from them?
To the extent that I prepare myself to be integrated with the society, then they can give me the powers to subjugate myself before them.
Where will you take the strength to subordinate yourself toward the group?
From my preparation. Already build the whole process.
You have no ability of doing anything spiritual, and you're saying, yes. Say it then, come on.
Emmanuel from Rehovot is saying the light operates on a person.
Good. Very well. The reforming light. Just get it. How all the details that we're studying, they complete each other. The reforming light. Were it not for that, would it not exist, we wouldn't have ever been able to do anything. How will I respect them? How will I do something with them? It's a shame. I should have, played with it a bit more, but time is precious. In life, we're waiting. We're in this thriller as much as necessary in order to come to this decisive decision that the only thing that I need is the light, that only the light can help me. All the verses, they're great and nice, and the Creator is good and everything, and the Creator is bringing all these corruptions upon me, and that the group, it's worthless, and like this and like that. Everything's there, but one thing. Meaning, all in all, we have to reach a state called, despair. Despair of one's own forces, as he says, that there isn't a single moment. There is no better moment in a person's life than when he is despaired of his own forces. Read it. It's very, very moving. That's what you have to come to. What are his forces? What are those forces that he would like to come to and he can't? That is the point.
There is no happier moment in one's life than finding himself despaired from his own powers, meaning for he already exerted and did everything he could do, and there is no remedy. For then he is worthy of a complete prayer for the help of the Creator. And it is said about it, the Lord is high and the loathsome will see, because after a person exerts himself with different works and is disappointed, he comes to a true lowliness, for he knows that he is the lowest among people, for he has nothing which is useful for the construction of his own body, and then his prayer is complete and he's been generously answered.
Good. So we found another component here. That's decisive, which is decisive in our work, because without it, you simply can't cleave on to the environment. How? What does that will to receive? What do they want from me? First of all, to correct myself, and then to come to. How is it possible? Meaning that the correction, it precedes in order to reach the environment and through it to draw the reforming light and then incorporate in it. That is also by the reforming light. Meaning that the reforming light, It operates on me in several stages, several phases. The first one is that I perform different actions in order to integrate in the environment. The second time, when I integrate in the environment, the more I bestow there, the more I to the extent to which the light gave me the opportunity to do that, then it already operates upon me within the environment. Upon me, not upon me personally, but within the environment, on the connection between us. The connection between us, and then when we achieve the right connection, it operates on it and it brings us the mutual masach and teaches us how to build a rosh here, the rosh of the paltzuf, out of which we build the form of the soul. What's the difference between the integration you talked about and the reforming light? Wait a second, I didn't understand anything. Everyone said integration and with the friends and that you don't have the strength to do it and you need the reforming light. So how do I bring myself to a state where the reforming light influences me? Great, ask. Ask and we'll answer. If you, through your different efforts to achieve spirituality, you can draw the reforming light, you already have a solution. Meaning that then you have to perform different actions that you already can, you're capable of, and the light reforms you. Meaning that I perform such actions. Suppose I come up to Gilad and I hug him. Inside, I have no feeling, no emotion toward that. But I'm told that it's worthwhile doing, that it brings you to connection, so the light works. My heart is not aimed at that at all. But the light at work, and even worse off, I'm in a dissent, and it's gross to do all this, and I sit with them, and they're singing, I just open my mouth, I don't even sing like a fish. The light still works. If you have a force that works in whatever state you are, mechanical, physiological, whatever, however, to some extent, you're drawn toward bestowal, connection, nullification, to some extent. Even if you come and you don't feel like it. There are such, right? Look at everyone. Suppose Aviu is bummed up today. Yesterday he slept for 20 hours, today he doesn't have strength. People come this way. They come, they sleep, great. You know, I'm never against that. I never say anything. Why? Because that person operates the reforming light. He came here on 4. He's sitting, you know, barely can anything, but it's the exertion and the light, it works.
How do I know the light works?
Believe me.
Okay, if that's the answer, I have no problem.
No, that's called believing in the sages. You still don't have an understanding. You don't understand all these things. But why is it called having faith in the sages? It's like my mom. She told me, do this, do that. What I learned is that I have to listen to the grown-ups, learn from them, and then see. That's how it is everywhere. That's how my teacher at school told me, my professor in the university, and so I learned from them, and I became wise. That's called having faith in the wise, in the sages, meaning that I listen to people who are smarter than I am. And what does it mean to that? I believe them, that I listen to them, acquire wisdom from them in order to find out later that it's true. Otherwise, you'll never grow. Because look, I'm on a certain degree. I have to reach a higher degree. How will I do that? I need some guidance here. I need... So there's the sage or a teacher at school or someone or somewhere. So they explain something, and bit by bit, I ascend. That's how it is with us. You have reached the simple steadying. It's like going to some coaching, some something, some college, some whatever. It's the same. There is nothing supernatural here. Yes?
And where is self-criticism here?
That you believe these people, that if you do these things, but it's already in the framework of your abilities, your forces, it's possible to do. And if you have, in addition to that, an inner urge, a spark, then everything's open before you. Now the only question, what actions of mine are most useful in order to draw the reforming light? Now I have to choose this action, or that action, or think this, or think that, to do it like one way or another. How do I now really scrutinize them? To benefit off it big time, to the maximum which I can. Where is the reforming light? Where is it the biggest? In which thoughts? In which actions? By what means? And then I work at that. It's like whatever you do. You're trying to find what or how can I get the biggest benefit with the smallest investment. And here the same, you're demanded no previous correction, therefore it's possible.
Does one feel the light at some time?
You feel the results from the light.
What results?
Result that suddenly I start appreciating bestowal, I start appreciating love of others, spirituality, coming closer to the environment, I'm already capable of being together with them, coming a bit closer to them. Standing them, suddenly I look at them in a softer way. This is something that you can feel. Look, I look at Victor now. He's kind of cute, chubby. I don't only see in him like before.
How do I know it's an action of the light and not some dissonance that I do with my mind, that I put in so much effort?
It's not important. It isn't. You even see that sometimes you can't stand them again, and then you come closer to them again. It works. It works. But that's called having faith in the sages, that I learn and learn and learn these things, I carry them out, and nonetheless, I reach the changes. Only now we have to scrutinize. How will we reach such changes, a clear result? What's lacking? What's missing? In these circumstances. But again, I'm saying, whatever you ask, the question is, are we demanded to something supernatural or not? If not, shut up and do it. Because it's possible, and you were given the ability, and this ability was given to everyone, and you don't have to be smart, or you don't have to be anything special, but this is something that was given to everyone. Now, this thing that was given to everyone, how can we now realize it in the useful most way? Some kind of a formula equals maximum. That's how you solve it. Yes, Bensi.
Let's say right now it's 5:08 a.m. Yeah.
5:08.
I haven't blinked yet.
Oh, the time is 5:08.
Yeah, I haven't blinked, so I'm very happy. you know, I'm very satisfied. Everyone says, look how he's holding in the lesson. Maybe on another day, I'm having a hard time, I'm falling asleep. So,
and then makes a greater effort and benefits more.
So now I'm not as beneficial.
Yeah, possible.
So what? So a person who's sitting in a lesson is not...
God forbid, no. No way. We even have... Where is that guy that's sleeping all the time? Where is he? He's at home. Ah, he's translating, you see? No, I'm telling you seriously. I respect all these things no less than those here that, you know, because they... Where's Leibovich? That he's nervous all the time. He's on the video mixer, you see? So one is like this and the other one is like that. So... I'm telling you, it's not important. A person, he is exerting. Now we have to only find out what kind of exertion, the efficiency, effectiveness. What do we get? 100% profit, benefit from. This is what we have to find out. This is what we have to scrutinize. So eventually we'll reach a state that if we prepare ourselves well for the upcoming day, for the designated day, and we're all focusing all of our hopes, all of our wishes, all of our inner tension toward that, toward the right kind of connection between us in order to discover reciprocal bestowal and lose ourselves inside there, that is the true state, the right state.
How do we spare up more and more and more space for the light that reforms?
We'll keep on reading, and we will understand in a moment. This is what the writer promises us.
No,
let's keep on reading. He says that it's in the following passage.
Item number 8. The poet's envy will increase wisdom. By the envy that he feels towards the friends, when he sees that they have better qualities than his own, it motivates him to acquire their good qualities, which he doesn't have, of which he is jealous. Thus, through the society, he gains new qualities that he adopts by seeing that they are at a higher degree than his, and he's envious of them.
That he doesn't want to destroy them, why are they more than I am? They should be more stupid, and I'll stay where I am. No, he wants to raise himself to their level, and to raise himself to their level, that's called to integrate. It's not that I study like him, and through envy, I'm now and this or in that. No. But since we're talking about the quality of bestowal, the quality of coming closer to the Creator, bestowal, so he has to learn from them how to be more bestowing, meaning that he has to integrate in them, meaning the spiritual envy is opposite to the corporeal one. In the corporeal envy, I want to erase someone, strike him out. I'll have a better, calmer life. In spiritual envy, I have to integrate in him against my nature, against my desire. I have to hug him. Maybe he'll help me somehow rise to that level. Meaning, spiritual envy leads to a great inner effort. To a point where I destroy my ego. I turn it into a crane, a lever for my advancement, meaning envy is a great force that I get from the friend that I'm envious of, a great force that helps me transcend his ego transcend my ego and connect with him. But besides the envy, I need the force, the power of the group in order for the group to help me invert the force of envy, the destructive force, into the building force, meaning that there has a positive force, meaning that there has to be here the opinion of the environment. Is this clear?
Zot achivra.
This is society. And here is me, and here it's me, and the friend, and my friend. And I feel toward him envy. Right? Feel envy toward him. Something really horrific. This envy is actually hatred, because he evokes in me a negative feeling, a bad feeling, minus, empty void. I felt from him, what did I feel from him? I felt from him that he is more than I am. By that, he has opened an additional void in me, deficiency. And I, inside this void, hate him. I'm envious of him, because inside this he became bigger, greater. For him, this is an addition. How do I know that I got this deficiency from him? He built this deficiency in me. I got it from him. Meaning he actually makes me progress if I correctly use this deficiency. Now, how do I turn this deficiency into bestow the right kind of fulfillment like it is with him? Like he has this addition. How do I do that? First of all, A, between us, there has to first of all be a kind of an adhesion, a connection. Otherwise, I won't identify about him that he has the additional envy or not. I won't see that at all. There has to be something here. Therefore, it's called friends. This is something that happens between the friends. So A, we have to be friends. B, I have to distinguish or discern this addition that I don't have, doesn't have to be concealed. I feel that he has built in me a big deficiency. This deficiency in me, I keep it. I needn't erase my deficiency and needn't erase his addition, but now just to work on that deficiency for it to be like his. And all that is done by the opinion of the group. Public opinion. Meaning you can't go without a friend, you can't go without a group, and they influence me. Maybe I didn't draw it in the same direction. The envy that he influences me this way. Or I toward him, doesn't matter. Or reciprocally. I don't know how to put it. No, it's like this anyway. I feel the envy and the hatred toward him.
That's clear, yeah? So without a powerful group that influences us,
We cannot advance, but each one through the friends. Now, this envy is usually towards the individual friends, from me to him, from me to this friend, to that friend. Towards the group, I'm not really envious. It's something general, it's something blurry, it's not directed exactly against my ego that I can aim to that very same specific quality. In the group, there is no such quality as there is in an individual. Therefore, this envy, jealousy, comes from the friends, from an individual friends. Here, of course, the light that reforms, the actions are our actions, the opportunities. So these opportunities are possible, and the light always concludes the action. As it says, the Creator will finish my action. Let's continue. No questions? Let's continue. 9. Attaining sublimity depends completely on the environment. Sorry, we have one last line in 8. This is the reason why he can now be greater than when he didn't have a society, since he acquires new powers through the society. Of course, the society, the group, is only this, the what transforms it, but it's actually the light that reforms. Item 9. The sages have said, make yourself a rav and buy yourself a friend. This means that one can make a new environment for oneself. This environment will help him obtain the greatness of his rav through the love of friends who appreciate the rav. Through the friends discussing the greatness of the rav, each of them receives the sensation of his greatness. Thus bestowal upon one's rav will become reception and sufficient motivation to an extent that will bring one to engage in Torah and mitzvot lishma. They said about that, the Torah is acquired by 48 virtues, by serving friends, and by meticulousness of sages. This is so because, besides serving the Rav, one aids to meticulousness with friends. As well, the friends influence, so they will affect him, the attainment of his Rav's greatness. This is so because obtaining greatness depends entirely on the environment, and a single person cannot do a thing about it whatsoever. In other words, you cannot advance without respecting the Rav, but a person is not able to respect his Rav if the group does not direct him to do so. Go on.
Principles for spiritual work in a Kabbalist's group. The advice for one to be able to increase his strength in the rule love thy friend is love of friends. If everyone is nullified before his friend and mingles with him, they become one mass, where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts. And when he has great strength, he can execute the love of others, and then he can achieve the love of God.
So, how does he increase his forces?
And by the love of friends, if everyone is nullified before his friends and mingles with him, they become one mass where all the little parts that want the love of others unite in a collective force that consists of many parts.
So love means that everyone is included in the others. That's what we learn, that every sphera has 10 spherot, and in there's also 10 spherot, and so on. That is considered itkalelut, inclusion, meaning reaching infinite forms of these 10 spherot, in this state of inclusion, and they all become this one bestowal. And then we reach a state that the Kli, in all of its development, it has reached that very same infinite state as in the light. So it's all through iskalelut, inclusion.
Quotation number 11. There is a special power in the adhesion of friends, since views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them.
Without words, without SMS, without anything.
Each is mingled with the power of the other, and by that, each person in the group has the power of the entire group. For this reason, although each person is an individual, he contains the power of the entire group.
There is no problem. Each one can reach a state that he is the Kli of Ensof, and he must reach that state. It has no problem, doesn't disturb anyone, and then he'll even see what the others are, what he is. Is there even something here? Is there even a place for these terms? Go on.
Quotation 12. Love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which they can achieve the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is normally considered love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends.
In other words, I need to feel the love of friends as an example, as a force that enables me to advance, but not that it can, God forbid, make me weaker, like a baby being spoiled in his mother's arms and growing that way, meaning growing from this endless love entering self-destruction. We have to enjoy in spirituality. We have to enjoy the fact that we're able to hold ourselves in a state of this inner tension. Not tension, but this inner regime, this inner obedience. We have to try and project this from one friend to the other. We need that this inner obedience will be in the group that we want to always be in faith above reason, in concern for others, in the connection of the group, that all of these things will be in their importance above all the other thoughts, these foreign thoughts and occurrences that are constantly renewed. And this discipline, it holds us. That is what will straighten us, make us straight, and it will not allow us to escape like a beast detracking. And one shall help thy friend. It has to be this general discipline and this general sensation in the group that is the only way we act. Only in that we live. And that general sensation will allow everyone to look after himself, that he'll constantly have this direction. It has to be, let's say I want to smoke. And I'm holding myself, and I'm not smoking. I've decided I'm not going to smoke. So I constantly, whoever is a smoker knows, then there is this period of time, 2-3 weeks, until it stops, until this new habit becomes a second nature. So then there's a period of 2-3 weeks that I have to constantly hold myself, even though I want to smoke, but I won't. Besides, I keep cigarettes away from me and all these other things. So besides doing all that, I have to have this inner discipline. So let's say we have to do the same thing here. We have to be in this constant inner efforts to not detach from the importance of the goal. And that is part of it is habit. Part of it keeps on awakening and giving us work to do. And there is a part that will let us feel that without the influence of the environment, like AA or these different diet groups, that we'll need the group to hold ourselves to cling to this goal of ours, to this purpose, and it's very important.
Obviously, that's what's missing now, and this is what the emphasis should be put on, but I don't understand what will be bring the change for it to really succeed. Because we listen to you, then we go into...
During the day, you are probably under this foreign influence, foreign environment. I'm not talking about the street only. That's there is this influence, but usually it's just chaos that just lowers you a little bit. But I'm talking about maybe you enter, maybe not you, but in general, maybe you enter this influence of different values, foreign, opposite, and maybe even contradicting. That is a problem. That's one thing. And second, there is no group opinion. There is no support from the group on each and every one here. So it's two things. One is that there is this foreign influence, and a person is unable to stand up against it. Because our influence of the environment isn't working on him strongly enough. It's not powerful enough. I have to be in this state that no matter where I am, I'll always be under the influence of my environment. Then I'll be able to be saved from all of these foreign influences. Otherwise, I have no chance. And only through this environmental influence, I'll be able to hold myself every time in this inner discipline. This inner discipline is that when I decide on it, it could only be for a very short period of time where my circle ends. And once that ends, I have to be in the circle of my environment, of my group.
Especially before the Congress now, it seems important, but it are always these moments during the day.
No, in the Congress we'll be in that. In the Congress, we activate this.
It's a result, but now we're preparing ourselves for it. So there are these moments during the day that now, you know, I feel that I'm taking a decision. Am I going to deviate to some foolish thing or grab hold of a friend? And you know that what you're doing is something foolish and you'll suffer, but you do it.
That's in order to get to know your nature. But once you get to know your nature, you mustn't be in that for another single moment.
The forbidden for you to be in it even another moment, where does a person find the strength or the self-obedience to do it?
It happens more than once.
It happened thousands of times.
Thousands of times. Then I'm sorry, you're an idiot if you don't correct that. It happens to you thousands of times. What do you call a person who repeats the same mistake over and over again? An idiot.
No problem. I mean that if...
So how do you correct this in your day-to-day life? You're not sorry enough? You're sorry. So if you're sorry, then decide what you do with this phenomena that you'll be sorry over and over again.
But I decide every time anew, and okay, I'm doing it now.
then you haven't scrutinized enough what you depend on. Meaning the influence of the environment you have to strengthen or to weaken the influence of the foreign environment. Maybe you should put in maybe a Kabbalistic tune, listen to it. Maybe you have to get an SMS every half an hour. I don't know. You have to decide what will help you be under our influence of the environment. Awaken that more on the one hand. Strengthen the connection with it more. Be more sensitive to it. On the to prepare yourself for the influence of our environment more than any other environment. To weaken any contact that you have with any foreign environments, and so on and so on and so forth. So open these things up. What, you don't have any mind, you know, a brain? Do you need us to do these kind of workshops to that extent? I'm willing to do it, fine.
But the problem is not the workshop or the lesson, relatively. The problem is the time in between.
I'm going out for a whole day somewhere. So I fill up myself, I inflate myself that I'm going out among a group of idiots, a group of people who are completely loathsome, that I have no contact with them other than my profession, that I hate them, I want nothing to do with them, and I'm using them in order to get a profession or to make some money. That's it. I distance myself in advance. I'm telling you, all this is towards the goal. You'll later on understand that you can be in good relations and you can help everyone and you can give everyone towards the goal. I hate them because we have oppositeness. And with respect to regular life, no, I help everyone from the bottom of my heart. Just like I don't want to say, it's not nice to say that, but it's as if I pity the animals. You have to have these discernments. Otherwise, what will you have? Otherwise, everything will influence me. I reach a university there, Chicago or Washington, or I don't know where, or I go into some place. Wow, what a great person. Wow, this is great, or this and that. What, so they're buying me with nothing, with a dime. Like a whore or a dog, as it says in Taz, in the Talmud, sorry. I don't want to be on such a level. You throw a dog a bone, and he agrees, and to a whore you pay with pennies, and she agrees. I don't want that. This is a person under a foreign influence. He's sold. There are only these 2 degrees. I don't want to be in that.
What you're saying now is very clear and relatively even easier to discern because these are big things. I'm asking about the small things where you can read something targeted or some foolish thing.
Give yourself predefined time to read. For example, I like to read jokes. These like nonsense jokes. I read it every day. It takes me 7 or 8 minutes. There's like a daily column, like on my blog. I know the writer there. He's from Russia, and he went to America. And he makes a living from that. So what am I trying to say? So I read that every day. But I know that I read that. That's it. In a certain state. That's it.
I'm asking how not to escape. This is what we talked about.
So you know that now you're going to read jokes. Until I finish my cigarette, I finish reading the jokes, and then I get back to work. Seriously, that's what I do. But it's clear, it's predefined set time. Or before I go to sleep, then I watch the news. That's it. So I know it's 15, 20 minutes, depends what news. So I watch the news. Or I have a few other programs about analytics that I listen to a little bit. But I know that I need it. I had years and years by Rabash, that only with him I heard 2 minutes news, because there wasn't much like to. But now the world is advanced, there's more. We have to work on this and work on it together. We have to also have workshops on this, and lessons and discussions, and give SIS group to collect materials for it. These are things that if you come across them thousands of times and it's not good, that is the reason. That is the reason for extension of exile.
You gave an example like smoking, that you dedicate, there's a certain designated time for it, and then...
If I have decided to do this, I know after 2 weeks, I don't continue.
Most of the people, they can't keep these 2 weeks, and they keep on smoking.
It depends on the importance you have. You have to go into these places on the internet and in books to read about smoking. There are such things that you'll be so afraid that you won't even be able to take a cigarette in your hand. Then you have to be impressed by people who quit smoking. Make them come to you and tell them, what are you doing? You're smoking. It's not good. It's not this. You're strong, you can quit, and so on.
But as the years go by, a person, he gets very thick skin with respect to the goal.
I know, I quit it for a few times, for a long time.
Yeah, but egoistically, there's no problem. I can think about things, and...
Same thing here, egoistically. No one's telling you you're going to bestow to everyone, and so on. No, you're going to profit, and profit big time.
But were it to profit big time, I would have been thinking about it all the time.
No, so you have disturbances. Someone is preventing you from making this huge profit. Like I'm telling a child, let's go and profit in the stock market. Stock market, he knows nothing about it. He knows his little games, his toys with the car, that's his benefit. And if I tell him, let's go to the stock market and make a lot of money, you'll get a big car and this, it's not for him. It's not for him. We have to raise ourselves to such a degree.
Look, I look at reality. Reality is that you're talking about things now that you never talked on lessons.
Now I'm opening this especially because you started bonding.
I understand, but throughout the week I heard from you that you said that on the other hand, that even though that you deliver so much, we on our behalf are like...
This is a billionth of a billionth of what there is on the first spiritual degree. There's no use of immersing in all these wise things I'm saying here. You have to reach the first spiritual degree and that's it.
So I heard from you that if we would have connected or made some notion toward each other, this is what you're expecting us to do, and this is what the success of the Congress depends on, and the future of the world. And on the lesson, sometimes we feel some sensitivity toward it. For some reason, we can't take that move. Maybe we do, but not enough. So what will the thorn that will push us toward that?
The story is simple. The weekend is the end of life. Either we die here or we rise there.
How do we convince ourselves that that is the situation? I know that I'm going to disconnect, I'm afraid, but what can I do?
Very simple. Close all your contracts with a bank, with an electricity company, with everything. That's it. Spend all your money other than what you need for the weekend, and that's it. The weekend is the end.
It's nice, I'll smile, but...
Baselam do that every day. What can you do? This is...
I didn't get an answer to my question.
How do we awaken the environment, influence us, more than any disturbance along the way. That is what we are doing now. Maybe for the first time in our lives, we are now building this environment now before this Congress, these connections that in our preparation, what is this preparation? Preparation is to build an environment, preparation for connection. That's what we're dealing with. Let's choose what mission we want to have all throughout the day and until the event, whatever we have this evening, workshop or whatever. And this mission, this task will be the whole world together. After all we've discussed, what do you recommend, Nessie?
To anticipate that it happens. Now it's going to happen. Now it's happening. Now it's going to happen. And if we grab hold of that, then we pull that situation to ourselves.
So you're saying we don't need a Congress. It's going to happen now and that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't need to go there. Go on. Yes, Koka.
I would take the direction of this weekend is the end of life, and this is what you have to scrutinize, how to not die.
But that's still for the weekend,
okay,
you know. So
how do we die tomorrow morning?
This and that, it's still good because it's a predefined time.
Maybe to see in everything that happens, see it as connected to the goal, not to discern spiritual, corporeal, divide them.
That's good too. Go on, Gershon.
To think how Eli will have strength during the whole day.
We'll all think of Eli. It doesn't matter about what, also about a white elephant, as long as we all think about it. Yes, that's true. Good.
How to fight the skepticism and cynicism that we have to completely lose it.
No, it's better to rise above it than fight with it. Whatever you fight with, you're on the same level.
How can you rise above that?
Disregard it. Step on it. With contempt. That's better. Always face upwards. If you break something bad, then you get double of it. That's what it said. Yes, Vlad.
I feel that these weeks were going through a very special process in connecting, integrating, and yesterday you told the women that they're also in a very special state and they're very progressing and it's very hard for them, but you've recommended them to depict the state of connection as precisely as possible. Maybe we can take this as a task to depict the state of connection.
Go on.
I'll continue what Eli said. We had a million different tasks. How will we keep this one? How? You need the light. How? How do you demand the light that maybe will help us keep this task?
Tell you what will happen? Nothing. Other than one thing. What can happen? That's what you need to expect.
Despair.
Despair. Such despair that will just explode from it. That's it. So you already understand the process. Very good. That's good. It's clear that with the light and how everything's arranged, it's not simple. Start explaining it to someone, you'll see how many years it will take them. And we reach this despair. And Israel, people of Israel, sighed from the work.
So we're reading passage number 20. The friends should primarily speak together about the greatness of the Creator. The friends should primarily speak together about the greatness of the Creator, because according to the greatness of the Creator that one assumes, to that extent he naturally annuls himself before the Creator. Thus, the friends' discussions of the greatness of the Creator awaken a desire and craving to annul before the Creator, because he begins to feel longing and desire to bond with the Creator. And we should also remember that to the extent that the friend can appreciate the importance and greatness of the Creator, we should still go above reason, meaning that the Creator is higher than any greatness of the Creator than a man can imagine. We should say that we believe above reason that he leads the world in beloved guidance and so on. Passage 21. And when one begins to feel the love of his friends, joy and pleasure immediately begin to awaken in him. His friends' love for him is a new thing for him, because he always knew that he was the only one who cared for his own well-being. But the minute he discovers that his friend cares for him, it evokes within him immeasurable joy. And he can no longer care for himself, since man can toil only where he feels pleasure. And since he is beginning to feel pleasure in caring for his friend, he naturally cannot think of himself. Item 22. Each and every one must be attentive and think how he can help his friend raise his spirit, because regarding the mood, anyone can find a needy place in one's friend which he can fill. And moving on to the announcements. Sunday, World Unity Day on Cab TV, 6:30, World Yeshivat Chaverim, 7 p.m., World Workshop with Dr. Lightman. Join us on Cab.tv or on Sviva Tova. Mirror Congress to the St. Petersburg Congress. Dear friends, we're happy to invite you for the upcoming Congress from the 12th to the 14th of July here in our new center in Israel. Everyone is invited. Registration ends at Tuesday, 12 p.m. And a short clip about the event.
We wanted this all of our life. We felt it close. Now is the time to make it our life, together, to unity. Kabbalah Congress in St. Petersburg, 12th to 14th of July, 2013. Details on kabbalah.info.